Hey, you're listening to Lulu's Son Out Loud, the Chronicles of Mad Asian.
Hello.
Hi.
That's Meatball and Harry.
Good to be back with you.
As always. Hello, friends. Nice to see you.
Yes. So I just want to reiterate, because it's been a while, and you know, every time we don't talk about our topics in advance. I just give our panelists what we're going to talk about, and then we just do our thing. So I'm excited to hear what Meatball and Harry are going to talk about. We're going to talk about celeb docudramas. Again, you know, if you listen to the last episode, I fucking love Netflix on capitalizing on all of this shit, right? Like fucked up celebrities, and we're just going to go for it. So
all the madness of people.
I know. And I cannot believe, like,
tell you what, R. Kelly is nasty.
He is fucking nasty.
Okay. So wait, so you need to give some more background here, because there were a couple of things you told us to focus on. So
yes, but that was an example.
Right, right.
Because you guys always ask me sometimes when you're unclear on the guidance.
Right. And I was thankful for that. And you told us like things like the R. Kelly,
yeah,
you know, the P. Diddy, that
up.
Kind of stuff. So it yeah. Crazy.
You know what's really weird?
What?
Trying to binge watch Surviving R. Kelly at like 10 a.m. Oh,
well, they have, he had a lot of episodes, or not he, but Netflix had a lot of episodes to support his crazy.
Well, can I tell you, I gave it the old college try, okay, and I made it through as much as I could. I couldn't do it.
Really? Because he was so nasty?
Both of them. Like, well, okay.
Okay. You know what? Let's just talk about R. Kelly first.
Okay. But I want to be honest, because I think more than... It's disgusting. It's revolting. It's disturbing on every level. But I think more of what it was for me was the way Netflix did it, which is like every
yeah.
documentary
yeah.
series is done, right? Where it was just, I felt like I was watching the same thing every episode. And so I only yeah. made it through a handful of them. But I felt like I got the gist.
But you know what? Honestly, it was the same throughout every episode, right? He yeah. was sexually...
deviant?
Okay.
Do that's, call it that?
That's whatever the word is to minors. And I remember way back when he married Aaliyah. And my first thought was like, okay, she's a fucking underage person.
She's a child.
Yeah.
She was a child. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she like 15?
She was 12 when they met from the documentary.
And that's gross, because
15 when they married.
That's right. Because when you think about that age gap difference between 12 and 15 to where they actually married, I'm like, dude, that's gross.
It's crazy to me.
It's hard to believe that wasn't just more widely called upon. Or
but you know, you think about, like, if we go back into history,
yes.
right? And we think longer back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a common practice.
And we're going to talk about that on another podcast coming up.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's still fucked up.
It is still fucked up.
I couldn't deal with the fact that parents were just sending their kids over there.
It was money.
Children. Yeah, of course it was.
I talk about that. Money that, is what? What is it?
You really get to complain if it goes against you? Like,
I'm sorry. I have morals.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. It is crazy. And I think it's sad on so many levels too, from the kids' perspective, obviously, but also with the parents. I've got to imagine that there is a moment that comes where you realize how stupid and blind you have been.
Yeah, you know? You sell your soul for money.
Right, you sell your child's soul.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, wow.
The parents used to remind you to not get in the van if they were offering candy. It seems like these parents just shovel their kids out
of
their house.
Well, the van wasn't involved. It was a celebrity.
Yeah, but look, there's no 12-year-old or 15-year-old or 20-year-old that's not going to jump at the chance to spend so much time with a celebrity like
or
that.
Or to be a model.
Should be,
or to like, yeah.
I can tell you
internally that should be set off.
I can tell you right now, if somebody were to say, hey, Lulu, you know, I want you to be involved in this, that, and the other, I would look at him and question it.
Or when you were 15, would you? I wouldn't have. I can guarantee you I wouldn't have.
You know what? I just feel like, just because of the way that I was brought up, I would definitely question it.
You have always been strong in your conviction that mm-hmm. there's no price or any yeah. sort of I'm going to Lulu-san is going to sell my
money. I don't want anybody to pee on me, and I don't want to pee on anybody else.
Well, I will say, I don't know. A lot of this I related to a lot from the kids' perspectives because I never cared about fortune, fame. That was not, or like being a model or a singer or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I was a party child. And if you had offered me the opportunity to party in a situation like that, I would have been all in. I would have really? Absolutely okay. run into it head first.
Okay. All sure. right. Let's have a serious discussion about this. Okay. So you just said that you would be willing had you been a younger underage person. To what extent somebody approached you and said, hey, a celebrity, let's go to my house.
I mean, in this scenario, it's like she met them at a concert and she got pulled backstage and they're like, hey, okay. are we keeping this party
okay.
going?
Back yeah, that's a place? Great scenario. And then it's like, okay, how far are you willing to go to appease this situation?
Me personally, I would have done whatever.
Really?
I can tell you. I would have been one of those kids.
You would have sucked the dick.
Yes. Hands down, without a doubt.
What if there was like other things involved that were a little bit deeper?
Well, you know, keep in mind that this is also not like happening in the same day. It's not like, oh, I see this yeah. this young girl at my concert and then we're
but it's
together
not. This,
forever.
This situation's
it's a long,
real.
Slow burn.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
think
the
question
matters,
isn't
though.
Like how far would you go because these people were being manipulated into being kept around and then, you know, controlled yeah. or whatever the story that you take from that. So you're not supposed to feel like anything is wrong ever.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think, I don't know. I just think about where I was in my state of mind at that point in my life. And, you know, with my family situation being what it was, I didn't have that. And I think I was the kind of person they would be looking for, right?
Well,
where I didn't have that strong
to be young,
family
wild,
dynamic.
And make mistakes. That's where you're supposed to have support from the support mechanism.
Or adults being adults versus yeah. adults being predators.
Yeah.
Just right? like, hey, I'll, if it doesn't work out with her, I'll pop out another one and send him to Michael Jackson.
You know what bothered me the most about this R. Kelly episode or incident, whatever you want to fucking call it?
Is it how little they played Remix to Ignition?
No, that was not it. But it was the fact that, you know, after all of this shit that happened, right? People who had witnessed this reality-wise, gone through this, too quiet to come up. And then you have this Netflix series or whatever streaming platform that decided to profit on his storyline. And then I actually Googled after all of this shit was released on his social media. I went on multiple social media platforms just to see what the response was. And it was so crazy that all these women were like, I still love you. I support you. I'm like, dude, y'all are fucking nasty.
Well, you know, and I think it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, their motivation of profiting off of the story,
but
which
they weren't.
I 100%.
These people that support him on social media are not getting
No,
money.
I mean Netflix specifically okay. or whoever the platform is
the host,
for this
yeah.
specific one that you're talking about. But like I have to also hope that there is a big component here of awareness, right? Because I do think with these docuseries that we're talking about, there's a huge element of that, of getting people to open their fucking eyes
yeah.
to what happens
yeah.
and what happens to young women
uh-huh.
every damn day in this world, not even just this country, but all over this world.
God,
you know?
We're getting deep on these podcasts
I know.
Lately.
Well,
I know.
Kind of, oh, it would make yeah. sense that, you know, there's some set of revenue from their
sure.
show that's going to a nonprofit or a cause. I'll look that
I would
up
hope
while,
so.
While we're talking. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm just going to ask the question. Like, you know, he had a lot of underage girls captive, right, in apartment complexes or whatever space it was. And again, he detached the communication between the children and the parents. And we go back to that, right? Like the parents, they just wanted the money. They wanted the fame. And can you imagine being held hostage in an apartment doing all these nasty things that a celebrity had asked you to do and then not being able to talk to your family and just living with it just because of the celeb status?
But you know what we have to remember in all of this, which is always just again, we talked about this on our last episode or the episode about the serial killers. Mm-hmm. The way the human mind works and how predictable our response is, and how somehow these men who do these things, and maybe there are women out there who do this too, I don't know, but like the men who create these situations are masters of conditioning,
manipulation,
and you know, like manipulation. And this happens gradually over time, where you get somebody, oh, look, you're super excited because now I have a free place to live. And oh my God, it's this amazing place. And then suddenly one day I get pissed off that you're on the phone with your mom. So then the next day you're thinking twice about whether you take that phone call. And then it just escalates from there over time, right? It's not like it's something that happens overnight where suddenly you're doing all this fucking nasty stuff and not talking to anybody you know. And, you know, but I mean, it's just...
I believe in the R. Kelly documentary, the girls went from communicating with them just as humans to then during... love making time, they had to call him daddy. And then a little bit later, they had to call him daddy 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's exactly what you're saying.
I again, my twisted mind, I really wish that I were a fly on the wall in those rooms so I could literally like witness what the fuck was happening.
I wish I was a fly on the wall so I could like fly up his nose to distract him and get him to stop
it.
In
his nose? That's not going to stop it. You know what? Maybe
whatever.
If you put
if you
a finger
fly,
up his butthole.
No, he would like that. If you have a fly go up your nose, I'm pretty sure you're going to stop whatever you're doing and try and get that fly out of your nose.
Hey, how do you think he hits all the high notes? So, Lulu, you asked a question of like, can you imagine being in this situation?
Yeah.
Do you not imagine that from the celebrity standpoint? I mean that of instead of can you imagine yourself being put through the ringer? You don't ever just see yourself at the top running this whole scheme?
No, because that's gross. I cannot imagine asking little boys and little girls to do these things.
Okay, well, what if they're not little boys or little girls? What if it was a grown ass man and he was
like 18? Or are we talking about 50?
Let's just say 30. Okay, and he's a damn good house cleaner. He's a good cook. Would you set that guy up and support him and make him your house concubine?
No.
Your concubinus?
Absolutely not. And, you know, we're going to talk about concubines in another episode, but no, absolutely not.
I think you can make an argument for that.
I don't support anybody.
To a certain point.
No, fuck you. No,
I don't know. I think it's fascinating. You know, a lot of these stories and not all of, a lot of these stories, you take somebody who comes from nothing and has zero power, and you give them money, you give them power, you give them wealth, you know, like
you give them opportunity when the world is still ahead of them.
And then they're like, oh my God, what do I do with this? And it's not always pretty.
Sure.
You know,
It just makes me sad that the parents just don't. You know, some of them don't care.
I mean, you hope that doesn't happen today.
Too dumb to realize.
Right, too dumb to realize.
Yeah, you know it happens today. You know that shit happens today. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but...
Okay, we're going to move on to the next celebrity. Only because it was so mind-blowing for me, because there were certain celebrities that have dated this celebrity. And it's like, if this happened to me and I had dated this celebrity, I'd be embarrassed as shit. Puff Daddy.
Sure.
No fucking idea that he was into all of this shit.
So wait, he was married, right?
Well, he was married for a certain period of time. Yes.
And she was around for a lot of the shit, right?
Yes. And then he ended up, I'm not going to name the name in case she sues me, but there was another celebrity that he ended up dating. And if I were her, I'd be fucking embarrassed as shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. I just think about, like, I mentioned his wife specifically because there was a lot of shit that happened while they were married.
Yeah,
sure.
And like...
Girl, she knew.
Well, she but
she took the money.
Listen, but
it's
like...
an assumption.
Well, and of course, this is solely based on the show, right?
Right.
But, like, listening to her life and the circumstances that she lived in during that time... It's crazy. Like, you know, her knocking on the door to see if she could come out of the bedroom... Right. God. While he had friends over. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I don't know. These are some sick fuckers.
It's hard to imagine an embarrassed Latina in the first place.
I mean,
they kind of run the show.
I don't want to say the name, but again, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
just
I mean,
say
I
yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be embarrassed as fuck.
Really liked her cameo in South Park.
I haven't watched South Park in a long time.
Killing me.
But here's my thing. You know, here's the sign when you're dating somebody. If they have a huge inventory of baby oil, you've got to question what that means.
How many pallets of baby oil is an acceptable number?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like 40 seems excessive.
I mean, baby oil, whatever oil, whether it's olive oil or grapeseed oil, the point is that if you have an excessive amount of bottles, you've got to question this situation.
It's true. And consider smoking point.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Peanut oil has a high concentration point.
So doesn't the Diddy freak off just sound fun until you cross that line? Honestly, it just goes way downhill.
Because,
it's
just
a ton of people who are successful in Miami having beach parties. And then, you know, then it got a little...
Until it's not.
But, you know, until you saw that, that seems like a cool party to be invited to.
Yeah, exactly.
All your celebrity friends are there.
It goes back to what Meatball was saying earlier, right? Like, when you're young and you're not famous and you want to be part of this shit, had P. Diddy invited me to one of his parties, absolutely I would fucking go.
But don't you wonder, too, and I know there's some all kinds of speculation out there, but, like, who knew what?
Right.
Of course.
Right?
Like, you know that people knew so much more than people talked about or willing to cop to. Yeah.
And there were celebrities that came out after, you know, this all became public that were like, okay, yeah, his parties were wild, but that was all that they would reveal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like when you go to drugging people, right?
Yeah.
Prostitutes, that's a lot.
You mean sex workers?
Yeah.
I mean, at least I have some NDAs lined up. You know, you got to protect yourself. Mm. Protect your neck.
I mean, what would you do if you had this opportunity to go to a celebrity event where you're like, oh my God, I love this celebrity so much. I am so excited I got invited to this event. And then you witness all this shit. What would you do?
If you're a young, aspiring performer, entertainer, I think you knew pretty well why you were going to that. And you knew what you were going to be doing. This was back in the casting couch days of how the world worked. Your plan for that should have been put on the skimpy bikini, rub some shoulders, find a high-profile guy, and go take advantage of him with the assets you have.
Yeah, like and I don't know.
It's hard to call everyone innocent here because they knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Be careful, though. That's a fine line between victim blaming, right?
I just think that if you are given the opportunity to be around established big names and you don't have any credit of your own, you know exactly why you're being invited.
Well, but
girls
you know,
who want to hop on yachts, don't just stroll up and down docks.
And I don't dispute that.
Length skirts.
I don't dispute that. But what I will say is that I guarantee you every one of these women who sang well and had been told their entire life that they had an amazing voice, there was a big part of them that was telling themselves, finally, somebody has realized how good and talented
I am.
Not they're bringing me here to suck some dick.
The world is full of terrible people.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that through the brain of a 40-year-old who knows how people are exploited. And we're talking about a story in which people are exploited.
For sure. 100%.
I've never been invited to a P. Diddy party.
Well,
I'm not sure how you would look in a bikini.
But here's my thing. I might have an allergic reaction because I'm allergic to everything. All that baby
latex.
Oil.
Oh, the baby oil
me.
Or the bikini? You should just go naked.
Oh, God.
They prefer that anyway.
Well, you definitely get in.
Get in a different way.
Hey. Okay.
That's fair, Spicy. Thanks for reminding me to rein that in a bit.
Okay. You know,
yeah.
It's always an odd conversation because we're here to give opinions and have a discussion.
Yep.
But it just seems like, you got me.
All right, Meatball.
I get it.
Who you got on your list? I'm curious.
Okay, well, listen, you know, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, fuck yes. Sure. I was hoping y'all were going to bring his ass up.
Go.
Dude, how do you have a British socialite that seeks out younger women to support your needs?
For you, right? And it's kind of like this, was it P. Diddy who would go to the high schools? And like,
oh, I don't know.
I can't, one of them would go to the high schools, but it's kind of the same idea, right? Like the high schools being these feeding grounds for these celebrities, right? And Jeffrey Epstein would use Ghislaine Maxwell, right, to go and do his bidding.
Sure.
But I think it was P. Diddy who literally, when you hear all the interviews, he literally would go and just sit outside of these schools.
Gross.
And pluck these young girls from the crowd and lure them in. And same thing with Ghislaine Maxwell, right? She would just find these, and then they would get one girl who would then spread the word with all of her friends.
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Let's do the massage.
Yeah. A quick quote unquote massage.
Yeah.
Right. And the parents who would drop their, again, the parents again, would drop their kids off.
This is not right.
Oh my gosh.
All for the money.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. The money, the status. You know,
I can't even imagine, like, had I been young, right? Because Meatball brought this up earlier. If we were younger and this opportunity came up to us, like, why wouldn't we take this opportunity?
Sure. Put you on a private jet.
Right.
Fly you to an island.
Mm-hmm. But if I had to go there and say, okay, you are 15, maybe 14, 13, whatever the hell is being seeked. I want you to come to this guy's house. Massage them. And then when you're there and you're massaging and he's like, oh, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. And it's just like, but you keep going back as a child for the money.
Right. Well, because they were very selective, right? Like they weren't picking kids from their neighborhood. They were picking kids from the other side of the tracks who $200 a pop was a huge amount of money for these kids. And at that age, man, how do you not make that choice? You know,
what's with all these celebs and just child porn?
It's money,
power.
Yes. I mean, power is great, but it shouldn't be that hard to mentally manipulate a child, their children, especially in the 90s, who were innocent, not exposed to the internet. They hadn't grown up at this fast rate. Power is like, oh, okay, I see someone who's on my level or above. I'm going to go in there and fucking own this.
Well, yeah, but if that's not what does it for you.
Right,
This was their meal ticket of like, oh, I've got power now. That means I can do whatever the fuck I want. And this is what I want. So I'm going to do it.
But here's the thing. Crazy. Like, his girlfriend? Why? That's gross.
Ugh.
That's gross. Finding all these underage women just to satisfy your man.
Sure.
Well,
she's still alive, huh?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
She's incarcerated.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Saying that she's his girlfriend, I think, is a bit of an overstatement, right?
Social partner.
Right. They used each other. They both.
Interesting concept.
They both filled a certain need for the other person. She needed, because she had lost, her family had lost all of their wealth. She needed him for social status. And he needed her as, you know, the person to lure all these kids in.
I think the running theme here is that the world is the victim of all these because people just don't have a backbone.
Mm. Like, what people don't have a backbone?
Well, in that specific example, it would be Ghislaine, right? I'm really sorry that things aren't working out for you.
Right.
But the way to fix that isn't to screw over everyone else so that you can be fine.
Yeah. Be a child molester.
I mean, what's the point here?
I know. And that is wild to think about, right? I can't even, I want to contemplate that for a minute because I can't even relate. But imagine being born at a social status and a wealth level that is so high.
But her dad was lying.
But I mean, so as a kid, you don't know that, right? So then the rug is pulled out from under you and you're an average person, right? Like that's got to be earth shattering and a mind fuck, right? So what do you do with that? I don't know. I mean, I just can't even imagine.
Sell your soul to keep up the lie?
Apparently. Sell your soul to the devil.
People are just so happy Jeffrey Epstein.
Would you sell your soul to be like this whole Lulu Sun Chronicles of a Mad Asian throuple?
I already have.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Two of the three of us on this podcast absolutely have a price. Like, doesn't matter if I was at the Epstein party or the P. Diddy party. Promise me a life and I'm getting to work.
Oh, can I get a massage?
It's going to cost you more now $200? That I know.
No, I'm not willing to pay that.
You can't even get a month.
Okay. Who else is on your list? I'm curious.
Dude.
Harry.
Jared Fogel. He nasty.
Oh, the Subway dude.
That's correct. Mr. Subway sandwiches.
Oh my God. goodness, that was a shit show.
Made
what happened room in his afterwards
pants for at least three little girls.
Oh, it was more than that.
Dirty. It sure was. I don't get it, man. I really
isn't
don't.
He in prison though too right now?
I don't know if he's still late. Let me look that up. He definitely spent time in prison. At the end of it, he was sentenced to 15 years and 8 months.
God, we were all caught up in that. I was like, look at this guy. It's great. He's obese. He's eating healthy. And Subway picked him up. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I was all bought into it. And then later the stories came out. I was like, you sick fuck.
Can you even imagine the conversations behind closed doors?
With Subway?
And they were like, what did we fucking do? How did somebody not check his background better than this? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who knows what his background would have indicated, but
God, fuck.
I don't think anyone's going to volunteer info about looking kitty videos.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's
if that's what power does, like, I'm fine at my current level of success. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good right where I am.
I'm fine.
And how has no one ever questioned if his mind was just changed by anything that, like, injected into Subway sandwiches? Subway meat has never looked good.
It's the chicken.
I love the veggies and I love the red vinegar.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah,
Mr. Jared was happy with anything as long as it was freshly baked.
Oh, dude.
That's gross and funny at the same time.
I feel dirty for laughing. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. But you know, with him, I'm like, I don't know, and be curious to know really, and maybe you guys have read more. I haven't read anything on him in a long time, but I would be curious to see if those proclivities started after he became quote unquote famous. For whatever level of fame he had.
Yeah, I'll see what I can
do. Yeah, do it, Data Daddy. Yeah,
because I'm sorry. I find it hard to believe that started after he became famous.
I 100% agree.
I think he probably tried to put it in check once he got a little bit of fame, but reverted back to old tendencies.
People don't change.
The crazy thing is, if it had started before, just to your point, Spicy, about how there should have been some background research done before you make this guy the central campaign, that has changed the way the entire business operates now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Any business, the way they operate.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the documentary to come out around Bob Saget. Now that he's passed away. You know, rest in peace, Bob.
Did you see the Jerry Springer one? Because Jerry Springer's gone, and I just literally watched that whole series this week.
I saw the trailer for it. It's on my list.
I don't even know what it's about.
Selling your soul to fame and fucked up shit. So one of the things
drama.
Well, they're talking about the effect that he had on society, right?
Oh my gosh. And it was so funny because who he was as a person beforehand, as you know, society portrays him, and then it's like he sold his soul to the devil to do this talk show because they were just like, let's come up with more and more crazy shit. And I will never forget, and they did highlight this on the series, where there was a man that came on and said he married his donkey and they have bestiality sexual relationships. And here's my thing, it's like, you come on the show, you wear fucking sunglasses. Everyone in your town knows who the fuck you are. Like, could you not have just blurred your face? Animals? Are you fucking my farm animals? That's what I want to know.
People wanted that level of fame. They wanted to be known. Like, those storylines weren't real, or they were grossly exacerbated by producers, right? But they were hyping people up to go out there and be as crazy as you can, because that way we know the show's going to air and everyone will get to see you.
But there's still truth behind all of those stories.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
It's hard to argue.
So
with.
There was another one that stood out to me because I didn't watch a lot of Jerry Springer, but somehow back in that day, I just started watching it. There was a brother and sister in sexual relationships talking about how it's okay, you know, and this couple, it wasn't on the Netflix series, but I remember watching it on Oprah, Sally Jesse Raphael, and other talk shows. And they were just fine. They're like, it's okay. We have kids. They're not mentally or what, they're just fine.
Sure.
But Jerry Springer had other incestual couples on the show.
Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to rush home from high school to watch Bulls.
Did you really?
That was hands down
honestly,
a societal cultural movement.
I can honestly say that I watched Jerry maybe once or twice. It was so bizarre to me.
It was so crazy.
Much drama. Hands down bizarre, but that was
the point.
You were creating.
I know.
He died with millions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he did. It's all about the drama, right? That's all drama.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not big on drama.
I mean, you've seen that carry on in different deliveries since. Like Dr. Phil is doing the same thing.
Oh my gosh,
thing,
I forgot about him.
He keeps it wrapped better. It's less about the show you're
in. Every episode.
Was it Jerry
you're
Springer?
Fucked up.
Was it Jerry Springer or was it somebody else who did You Are Not the Father?
That was Maury Povich.
Okay, that was Maury Povich. Okay.
Made his career on.
I forgot about that too.
Yeah. Baby daddies and baby mamas may never have been a thing.
Yeah.
Because the same people were watching that show as well.
He was married to an Asian. Like, I'm just
Maury Povich
record.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Connie Chung.
Oh, I remember Connie Chung. She was beautiful. Mm. Yes.
Thank you.
Turns out.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Going back to Mr. Fogel, he ate the sandwiches between 98 and 99, started the deal with Subway in 2000, and was first rumored to be dabbling in 2007. So it was after all that had started, assuming that's the first true case.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I don't know.
People are fucked up.
This is so random, but I was recently out of town on vacation and I went to a mall, which is a big deal for me, right?
I don't like malls either.
I needed to buy a pair of shoes.
Feel bad for you.
I know.
I was going to say undies.
I had to buy shoes because I had ordered some online and they did not fit. So I had to go to the mall. So while I was at the mall, I went to the bathroom. And when I was in the bathroom, I was thinking about, I had seen at some point there was, I don't know, some story in the news or something about a predator who had grabbed kids in the bathroom at the mall. And I was just thinking, I was like, fuck, man, they're everywhere.
Someone's going to steal you.
These same fuckers are everywhere that are like just preying on these kids. And you think it's so innocent. Like, hey, just let the kid's old enough to go to the bathroom by themselves. Go ahead. Right. You never know. It's crazy to me that you have to be that vigilant as a parent. That is heartbreakingly sad.
Well, so parenting has changed a ton because
parents
used to not be helicopter. Parents were like,
well, they're still
get
helicopter.
Out of my house. When that light comes on, get your ass back to my house. Mm-hmm. And today, if you just disappear for hours, you know, assuming the same circumstances where there were no cell phones back in the day. So you're just gone for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to have people knocking your door down.
Right.
You know, like mama bears now are going to be calling the cops when they can't find their kids.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So closing out this episode.
Are we done already?
Yeah.
Like
who has the most outrageous celebrity that we needed to talk about and close out on?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that R. Kelly one certainly was fun.
I mean, he's nasty.
I don't know who
I'm
how
just
do you
baffled.
Find out who's at the top here.
I know. And what's your measuring stick, so to speak?
Because Puffy didn't just take down the people that came to the parties. He's taken down like half of Hollywood now.
Oh, gosh.
So if you're talking about just a radius of damage, Puffy's taken down Jay-Z. That'll probably take down Beyonce.
You name it.
There's a lot of people that are going
to
fall with that.
Names that I wasn't willing to name.
I don't know. I just can't get past Jeffrey Epstein. He's the one. For some reason, I don't know. Like they all bother me on so many levels, but for some reason his story bothers me so bad.
That one hit me to the core.
And I think it's because there are so many people who very definitely knew what was going on.
Right.
Because he was so bold in his approach. He didn't hide shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a serial killer to leave a hint, say come find
him.
It was a sexual molester.
Yeah. I mean, when that list finally comes out, I'm going to like light a candle.
Dude, the
and
list
just read
has
it
gone
in
out.
Old timey. That is
good. Oh, I don't know. I feel dirty. I think I need to go take a shower.
I'll join you.
I am well of age, everyone, just to be clear.
I'll take a shot of
I'm
vodka.
12.
Oh my gosh, people. I don't even know how to close this episode.
Celebrities are weird, but they are the ones that get the Netflix series.
Don't
so.
Let the power go to your damn head.
Yeah.
You fucking assholes.
don't do sexual things with minors.
A P. Diddy reference or where?
I don't know.
Yuck.
Okay, he's making hand gestures. We're just gonna.
That was related to the Will Smith part of the P. Diddy.
Okay. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.